Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, y'all. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay, and today's show, we got some things we're going to talk about. Some people might not like the things that we talk about, and some just might be down with everything we say on today's show. On today's show, we're going to be joined by none other than Mr. Rick Curti. He is the CEO and founder of the Charlotte Bats baseball team, and he is going to come on the show and talk a little bit about why he is trying so hard to get Major League Baseball into Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, and I'm sitting in Gastonia, and I'm a Yankees fan, so I'm really hoping that he can get this done. But he's going to talk about that and a few more of the things that the organization has going on. And we are going to see if we can't lend our helping hand in trying to get this done in any way possible. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Also, we will discuss the word compassion and what it means and to utilize it. So many times people use that word and they don't really understand what the word really entails. And we're going to look at it. And I'm going to play a clip. And it's going to talk a little bit about the word compassion and how we need to utilize that word and know exactly what that word entails. Number to call, 646-716-7106. And finally, do you have that one person you can call on for anything and they will be there for you? I want to hear what you have to say because I know some of you do. I have a couple, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to see if others feel the same way. Number to call, 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. Just dissipate and take the easy way.
hold on. Now could it be something I did wrong? Oh baby, please, I need you next to me.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret, and you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. Guys, if you're just joining us, we've been talking a little bit about, well, off the air. I talk a lot off the air because I got some social media platforms up and live streaming the show. And I was talking a little bit about the Independent Artist Festival. We are going to have it. It's going to be in September this year. I'm still looking at that location, but that will be announced on future shows. But it's going to be September. We're looking at September the 15th. And hopefully that will be a great day for everyone. We are going to do some great things with this show. I really want you guys to understand that this show means a whole lot to me, because we have so many things going on in the Gastonia area that's not being talked about. We have so many things that should be talked about, good things that should be talked about, and we're not talking about them. And, you know, this Artist Festival is one of them. And I want you guys to understand that I don't do this to gain any money, because I get nothing off of it. I just want to give a platform to some of the indie artists that come on the show, some of the people that come on the show, support the show, that have been supporting the show, and just display how much talent that we really have in this area that people just try to sleep on. We got a lot of talent in this area, and people need to understand that. A lot of positive things going on in this area, and I want to give that platform so we can display those positive energies and all those things that we got going on, all the great people here in Gastonia that we need to celebrate. That's all that is. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Now, talking to you a little bit about the word compassion. You know, we use the word a little too much and don't really know what it means. We hide behind religious anecdotes, religious philosophies. But when it comes to compassion, we forget all about that religious anecdote or philosophy that we've been taught since we were little kids. Compassion is something that the world really needs right now. Compassion is something that the community really needs right now. Compassion is something that we really need to look at and explain to our young people what it really means to give someone compassion. You know, there's lots of times that I know we all do things, and, you know, some people do things because that's just who they are. They do good things for other people all the time. And you got some people who do good things looking for something good to happen in return. And I don't know if those people really pose the compassion that they need for other people in a sense of helping, in a sense of becoming one, in a sense of definitely trying to make sure that what we want to see happen in our communities, we are going to act upon that. Compassion is something that has been lacking for a long time. And if we don't find our compassion for each other, I ain't talking about empathy, I'm talking about compassion. If we don't find our compassion for each other, then all of this marching up and down the street, getting angry when somebody gets shot, standing on the corner talking to the media behind whoever, all that's for nothing, guys. Compassion is what keeps you going. Compassion is what will make you stand in front of that camera and on behalf of someone in the community. And then when the cameras go, you go stand before the community, and you continue to stand before the community until some positive change is brought back. That's what compassion is. I'm going to play this clip real quick, and I know we're pushing because we got a guest coming up. But I'm going to play this clip, and it's a clip from the Dalai Lama, and he's talking about compassion. I want you to listen to what he has to say about compassion. And I want you to really think about what he's saying. This clip comes courtesy of, he spoke at Stanford. So this comes courtesy of Stanford University. This is the Dalai Lama.
Stanford University.
Changing mind only through compassion or education, not by force. We have to find ways and means to solve that through dialogue. In order to carry meaningful dialogue, first, it is necessary respect the other who have different view. Consider part of humanity. My future also depend on them. So respect and listen their interest and tell them our interest and try to find mutually agreeable solution. That's the only way. Like a Palestine problem. Both sides stand firm. Then confrontation. Now 21st century, now 10 years passed. Now 90 years yet to come. Now these young people, you are the people who belongs 21st century. My generation belongs 20th century, already gone. Now ready to say goodbye. So these young people, now you should think how to bring this century, more peaceful century, more compassionate century. So, peace, compassionate, does not mean no longer any problem. Problem there. So long human being there, human interest is there, different interest, different views, always there. There is no other alternative, only through talk. That's the wisdom side. Then respect others' interest, genuine sense of concern or concern of others' well-being. That's the basis. So combine these two things, genuine spirit of dialogue can develop. What do you think? Do you agree? Thank you. Oh.
That was the Dalai Lama speaking at Stanford University. And he spoke about compassion. And he talked about one of the main components is dialogue and respecting each other for who they are. Now, I ain't saying you got to go out here and kiss nobody's behind. That's not what he's saying. But what he is saying is respect each other for each other's beliefs. See, I told y'all it's too much going on with worrying about how someone reaches a higher being. That should not even be of interest to you. The only thing you should worry about is how that person is going to treat you, how that person is going to treat your children, how that person is going to be beneficial to the development of our community. That is the only thing or things that you should be worried about. But see, we get off into a tangent and we start worrying about how this person is making this much money and you're not, how you got this house, how you got this business, who you're praying to, how you're praying, who you're sleeping with. All this stuff is just ridiculous. We shouldn't even be thinking about this stuff. The things we should be thinking about is how we're going to stop these drugs on our corner. How are we going to stop our young women becoming mothers before they are leaving high school? How are we going to stop our young people from quitting high school and becoming nothing? How are we going to teach our young people that when they go out and be successful, coming back to their community and giving back is one of the most important elements that you can think of, that you can do? Those are the things we need to be thinking about. All right, I'm gonna digress for a second, because I did tell you guys that we had a special guest on the show today, and I'm really thrilled for him to come on the show and to be able to tell you what it is he's trying to get done in the Charlotte area, and I'm really excited about it because I'm a huge baseball fan. So I really want you guys to listen to this gentleman as he speak, and we'll talk about the things that he has going on. So welcome to the show, none other than Rick Curti, who is the CEO and founder of the Charlotte Bats. So, Rick, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me on your program. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, I hope I didn't ruin your last name, because I'll do that from time to time.
No, you're fine. It was perfect.
All right. So, Rick, if you can, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, your organization, and what your main drive right now is with the organization?
We created a grassroots movement called the Charlotte Bats, and Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. And it's a grassroots movement to bring Major League Baseball to the great city of Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, Charlotte's got Major League, it's got the NBA, we got the NFL. Our minor league baseball team, the Charlotte Knights, have the number one attendance in all of minor league baseball. And so this is something we started up because we felt that Charlotte should have Major League Baseball. We have the money. We have the people. People are moving here every day. It's very affordable. It's a great place to live. I've been here 12 years. I moved here from Los Angeles, California. And we've been rumored for so long to have Major League Baseball, and so I had to make a choice. Either I just sit in the sidelines and wait or get active. And so I said, you know what? I want to get active. I want to do this, and I want to see Major League Baseball in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Man, I tell you, you don't know how excited that makes me. Now, when you're seeking out Major League Baseball, would that put us in the American League or what?
Well, it just depends. I mean, we could be an American League team, you know. In 2015, the commissioner of Major League Baseball put us on the short list with Montreal, Portland, Las Vegas, and other cities. It hasn't been determined yet, but there are people that do like to see us to go to the American League. And I've told people that if we don't get an expansion team, there's always a possibility that a team could relocate, like the Tampa Bay Rays, who I think they just can't support it out there. Their attendance has been terrible the last six consecutive years in attendance. And they've been rumored for so long, and I think they would be perfect to come to Charlotte. They would be in the American League East. We have a lot of Red Sox fans here, and we have a lot of Yankee fans here. We have a lot of a lot of Orioles fans out here, and they would love to come and see their Yankees or see their Red Sox. And it would be great for our city. It would be great for South Carolina, who's right next door. And it would be great for our economy, and it will bring jobs. So I think it's a win-win for everyone.
So how realistically are we how close are we to having this here, or what stumbling blocks are you seeing the most of right now that we can get the word out and try to help remove some of these stumbling blocks?
Well, we're very, very close. You know, in 2015, Commissioner Manfred put us on the short list for Major League Baseball expansion. It was Charlotte, it was Montreal, Portland are the favorites, as people have been saying, also followed by Las Vegas, Mexico City, Oklahoma, New Jersey. They've also been on that list. And so, but we're one of the favorites along with, and when they do expand, because they will expand, it'll be Montreal. And the second is, we don't know. We don't know. Hopefully Charlotte will be the 32nd team to join Montreal, but Montreal's a lock. The thing that's holding it up right now, unfortunately, are new stadiums that have to be set in place in Tampa and Oakland. The commissioner said they had to get those resolved, and they've been looking for locations. They've been looking for where to build the stadium, how to build the stadium. And as soon as those stadiums get built, and Tampa's in Tampa, Oakland's in Portland, because we don't know if Oakland's going to be in Oakland anymore. We've heard rumors it might move to Portland. I've heard rumors Tampa might come to Montreal or come to Charlotte or Las Vegas, wherever. We don't know what's going to happen with them. And so we have to wait till they get – he doesn't want them to move, but there's a possibility they could. We don't know. But he wants to see if some – the stadium's built in those places. And once they get it built, once they have a plan, they will expand. It'll be Montreal. Hopefully Charlotte will be 32nd. Could be Portland. We don't know, but we'll see. But I'm confident it'll be Charlotte.
Hey, you know, it makes perfect sense because there are so many baseball players coming in recruit-wise and just being discovered, you know, here in the States and on other, you know, in other countries, they're being discovered. There has to be somewhere for them to play.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and so what is it looking like, Charlotte? What's the buzz in Charlotte that you're hearing? Is Charlotte accepting for a Major League Baseball team, or are you getting a lot of pushback for it?
No, people are excited by it. You know, when the commissioner came out last year during the All-Star break and he said Charlotte was a possibility, it was breaking news out here. I must have done 5 interviews that day. They talked to people on the street. They did a survey, and over 60% of the people said they would love to see it. They don't want to drive 5 hours to go see the Atlanta Braves play. They want to come to North Carolina. We don't want.
Yeah,
that.
We don't. We don't. We don't want. We don't want to drive that far to see people lose.
I just can't support another team in another state. I lived in Las Vegas where they had like Oakland Raiders. And I'm like, you know what, Las Vegas should get it. And now they do. They got the Raiders and they got the Golden Knights. And so,
yeah,
I think Charlotte is next. And I mean, we've proven we can support it. People have proven they can support it. The Knight Stadium is sold out. They've had like 12, 13 sellouts already. They've led all of minor league baseball in attendance. 4 of the 5 years they've been there. They're averaging like close to 9,000 a game in a stadium that seats less than 11,000. I mean, I'm thinking like, hello. And I think that's what helped us to put on this list, because they used to be in Fort Mill, which is like 20 minutes away. And a lot of people didn't go because it was so out of the way. Now that they're in Charlotte and Uptown, with all these restaurants and bars, there's a park across the street, there's banking, there's businesses, they all come there, and it's been an absolute gold mine. And I think that is what has put Charlotte over the top and why we've been so – you've heard so much excitement about expansion. Because before, you would always hear an owner say, I might move my team to Charlotte because I want to get a new stadium. They were never going to move to Charlotte. They just wanted a new stadium, and they got it. They got it in Tampa.
Right.
They got it in Minnesota when there was rumors the Twins might move here in the mid-90s. This time it's for real, because the commissioner came out and said Charlotte is a possibility for Major League Baseball expansion. Jason Stark, former ESPN analyst, was on the radio show in Charlotte, and he said that Charlotte is a favorite to get it, that they should put a team in Charlotte. I mean, there's a lot of excitement going on, so I'm very excited.
That's very
I know people
exciting.
Are excited.
That's very exciting. Very exciting. Just y'all don't forget about all this land and everything down in Gastonia too now.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of land and a lot of area down in Gastonia, and we'd be more than happy.
Oh yeah. Well, we have so many surrounding cities around us. We have Gastonia, we have, you know, Indian Trail, we got Mint Hill, you know, we got, you know, a whole bunch of places. We got, you know, Rock Hill in South Carolina, we got Columbia, I know Virginia doesn't have Major League Baseball. We can get people from Virginia to come here. We got Tennessee doesn't have Major League Baseball. You can get the people from the Tennessee. And, you know, the Braves are the only true team in the South, you know, and we need another team in the South, a great rivalry with Atlanta and North Carolina. They're always battling out with Charlotte and Atlanta for, you know, and, you know, Charlotte has really been making a name for themselves for the past 20 years. You know. It's time.
So what can we do as, you know, as sports fans, as, you know, just people who care about, you know, progress and being progressive, you know, because these new millennials, man, they want us to be progressive. So what can we do to help?
Well, you can go on our website at www.charlottebats.com. And we have a petition that we have out there that we have people sign. We also have a theme song. You can hear our theme song. We have uniforms. Just get the word out. Tell people. We're on Facebook at Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. We have over 18,000 likes and counting right now. It's really grown tremendously in the past year or two. People want to see it. I hear from people all over, not just North Carolina, all over the U.S., in other countries, and they want to see this. And I just tell people to get the word around. I've talked to the mayor. I've talked to people from the city council about it. It's just, we'll see what happens.
Okay. So what we're going to do, I know for my show, I'm going to connect with you off air, and we're going to post a link on the radio show's website to the petition, a petition link. And, you know, maybe we can start directing people to that petition, because I too would love to see a Major League Baseball team in Charlotte or the surrounding areas. It's long overdue.
It's time. It doesn't make sense why North Carolina has never had Major League Baseball. You know, we're one of the largest metro cities in the U.S. We prove we have NFL, NBA. We're one of the fastest growing states. Charlotte's one of the fastest growing cities. We're number two in banking. We have one of the largest energy companies in Duke Energy out here. We have South Carolina. I think that's helped us that we have another state that's so nearby us, like South Carolina. And we're actually representing two states in one, with North and South Carolina. And
that's right.
I mean, it's great. And now, you know, with the commissioner, you know, selecting Charlotte and picking us on this list, you know, and he really does want to expand, and, you know, he really wants to make baseball more global. They're going to have a Red Sox-Yankee game in London next year. And
right.
They've been playing games in Mexico City. They've been playing games in Montreal. 2 years ago, they actually had a game played in Fayetteville, North Carolina at the Fort Bragg military base between the Marlins and Braves on 4th of July. And it was the first Major League Baseball game ever played in the state of North Carolina, which blew my mind. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Like, really? They've never had Major League Baseball?
Yeah.
Nope. And I'm thinking, this is such a great place because we have so much minor league baseball. We have so much history. Cal Ripken Jr. played for the Charlotte O's here in the early 80s. People like Harmon Killerwoo played here. Tony Oliva played here. It's like, wow, I had no idea until I started doing my research.
Yeah, you can't forget down here in Gastonia when we had the Gastonia Rangers. We had Pug. He went through Gastonia and Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you know,
North Carolina's got a great, rich history of professional baseball, and you know, it just makes sense that we get a team. And it's not a matter if, it's when we will get Major League Baseball out here.
Tell you what, I'm rooting for you, and we're going to do whatever we can on our end on this show to see if we can't get the word out to as many people as possible to sign this petition, because I want to see it happen. But you got to promise me, though, that I don't care what capacity. I want to throw a first pitch out at some game. I don't care if it's with a high school versus. But I want
just don't throw
a first
like 50
pitch
cent
out.
And we'll be good. Remember when he threw out the first pitch and you're like, what in the world did he do?
Trust me, I'm a whole lot better than that.
But yeah, you got a deal. It sounds great.
Hey, man. I appreciate it. We're going to definitely connect off the air. I appreciate you coming on and talking a little bit about what's going on and keeping us informed. And I want you to come back from time to time and let us know the progress. And we're going to start pushing on our end also to see if we can't make this thing happen.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on your show. And thank you for letting everyone hear my story. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Rick Curti, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you coming on the show, brother.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Guys, I'm telling you, this is a testament of what's going on. We're so progressive in this area, and people are not understanding how progressive we are being and what it means to be so progressive. You know, I'm trying to pull Gastonia into this. I'm trying to get us a little bit of the limelight also, because, you know, we got a lot of people from this area that has played Major League Baseball. Believe it or not, we got some heavy hitters from this area that has played Major League Baseball and have become stars in Major League Baseball. And those are the things that need to be noticed, and we need to build off that stuff. You know, let's bring it to this area. I think it's a good thing. I think that nothing negative will come of it unless somebody want it to be negative. But, you know, we really need to get behind this young man and this organization, just as you need to get behind this radio show and what I got going on, and make sure that we can make some positive things happen, because that's what it's all about. I know before we talked to Mr. Curti, we were talking about compassion, and I'll let you hear a clip of the Dalai Lama. I'm going to come back and play that clip again when we come back, and I want you guys' opinion on what he is saying. Number to call, 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live today. Okay.
I feel the haze of life surrounding me. A patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity, so I'm gonna switch to high beam. Climb adversity like the walls of Berlin. Her wind, the going gets rough, you tuck it in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for mega bucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down, then I rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use forever, questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring, I share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. As the cut that got you over the hump, plus it bumped. The speakers of pound my lyrics. I'm laying down to be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent. Never falling off, I'll push on. Cause it's urgent and mandatory. It ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle to stay on top takes muscle. Hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5. My life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat. No time for friends that wanna think and become foes. I roll solo down the yellow brick road. The sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away. I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Dre Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Crazy, yeah. Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058, Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate,
uneducated, people are
and whatever
rising
other
up.
Negative characteristics you can think of,
and wherever they are the
teachings
of
the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And because
they are
of the impact that had upon me
Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Florida,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia,
the
Jackson, Mississippi,
that it had upon others,
Memphis,
that's what made
Tennessee,
me effective.
The cry is always the same, we want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. You guys in the chat, yeah, that was Malcolm and Martin, and I like when they play that promo coming back from a break, and especially today because of the simple fact that we're talking about compassion. And I played a clip a minute ago from the Dalai Lama, and I'm going to play it again because it was kind of rushed. We had to talk to our guest just a minute ago. But I want you guys to understand one of the things that he stated as a major rule in compassion, and that's understanding each other's differences. That's huge. That's huge. Communication. But understanding each other's differences. Guys, we all have things that we don't like about one another. We all have things that are different from one another. But when you understand that people are going to be different, they're going to be different. Now, I'm not talking about these negative Nancys out here. I'm not talking about people who are constantly being a thorn in the side of a community or a people or a movement or anything that's positive. I'm talking about in general. People are different. People have different paths to God. People have different ways to communicate to the young people. People have different ways of leading those that need to be led in the community. But it's all in the name of unity. Right now is the time that we need to have unification in the worst way. If we don't, we're going to continue to see all this buffoonery that's going on. And I'm telling you, there's some buffoonery going on. I want to play this clip real quick again about the Dalai Lama just to give you a little something to listen to. He actually spoke at Stanford University, and it was a very, very good little couple
Stanford
of minutes
University
that he spoke about when it comes to
changing
talking
minds
about
only through
talking about communication
or education.
So here's the Dalai Lama.
Not by force. We have to find ways and means to solve that through dialogue. In order to carry meaningful dialogue, first, it is necessary respect the other who have different view. Consider part of we, part of humanity. My future also depend on them. So respect and listen their interest and tell them our interest and try to find mutually agreeable solution. That's the only way. Like a Palestine problem. Both sides stand firm. Then confrontation. Now 21st century, now 10 years passed. Now 90 years yet to come. Now these young people, you are the people who belongs 21st century. My generation belongs to 20th century, already gone. Now ready to say goodbye. So these young people, now you should think how to bring this century, more peaceful century, more compassionate century. So, peace, compassionate, does not mean no longer any problem. Problem there. So long, human being there, human interest is there, different interest, different views, always there. There is no other alternative, only through talk. That's the wisdom side. Then respect others' interest, genuine sense of concern or concern of others' well-being. That's the basis. So combine these two things, genuine spirit of dialogue can develop. What do you think? Do you agree?
This baby in a basket story was lifted.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that now. But anyway, that was the Dalai Lama speaking at Stanford. And the message he had was for our young people. But he was giving the message to us because we are the ones charged with guiding our young people. We are the ones charged with giving them knowledge and discipline, showing them what unification is, showing them how to progress the right way, showing them how to love their community, do the things that they need to do to make sure their community are safe, is safe. And it can be simple things like starting community watches. Simple. That's something simple. But it shows that you take pride in your community and you want the people that live in your community to be safe. See, we don't talk to our young people about those things anymore. Those are the things we need to talk about. We need to talk about what they want to do when they go off to college or when they've graduated school, go off to college and be successful. Come back. Come back to your community. Give to your community. Make sure your community's okay. And I promise you, if we take care of them now as mentors, leaders, whatever you want to call yourself, they won't forget that. They're going to want to do the same thing. They're going to want to come back and pour into their community that they grew up, that they struggled, that they seen where people love them enough to give them some guidance so that they would not struggle through life. We are focused on the wrong thing. You know, I look on some of my social media sites sometimes. Well, every day. I ain't going to lie. Every day. And I see so many people fussing about Republicans and Democrats and Trump and anybody else that's opposing him. And I listen to some of the things that some people say, and, you know, I can't do nothing but shake my head, because we're focused on the wrong things, guys. Yes, there's buffoonery going on there. Yes, there's some negative things going on that shouldn't be said, that's being said. But on the same token, what we can immediately impact is where we live. We can immediately impact where we live. We can immediately reach out to the young people in our communities that we look at as thugs just because they look a little different than what we look like or what we think they should look like. We got, man, I'm telling you, we got to stop being scared of them. We got to stop being scared of these young people. We got to start letting them know when they are doing something they shouldn't be doing. And I know what you guys are probably saying, these young people crazy. Well, some of them are, but it's old people crazy too. And that don't stop us from telling each other when we are doing something stupid. So either we're going to be a solution or help be a solution to the problem, or we're going to continue to help the problem grow and become disastrous. We got to do better, guys. We got to do better. I see so many young people that look like they are so thugged out, but they are humble in every approach that they can be. It's just, that's how they like to look. What was the first rule of compassion? According to the Dalai Lama, first rule of compassion is to accept everyone's differences. That's so hard for us to do. That's so hard for a lot of people to do. But yet and still, we want absolute perfection out of our young people. But we don't want to accept them for the differences that they have. Some of the things that we've done, the marches and this, that, and that, you know what? Too late on that. I ain't marching no more. I ain't marching. What are we going to march for? We need to quit all this. We march and then be on TV and be happy and shouting, "We shall overcome," singing all kind of spirituals and this, that, and other. And then the next day, we ain't doing nothing. Sitting down watching Empire. Forgot about marching that day before. That was the day before. That was yesterday news. We need something new to do. Sometimes our generation acts younger than the generation that's coming after us. We can learn a lot from our young people. Our young people are showing us how to do it. They're showing us how to be one. They're showing us how to unify and stand up for things that they believe in. And those are the things that we should be showing them. But since they have taken initiative and they're starting to show us, we need to, as Spike Lee say, get on the bus. We need to get on the bus and get ourselves together. Let's give them the knowledge and discipline that they need. Let's not lead them down a road of failure. I don't want to be a part of that. I know no one that I know wants to be a part of that. We got great things going on in our community now in Gastonia. Great things going on. We need to build on that. We need to pitch in, give each other a helping hand. Everybody needs a helping hand every now and then. Guys, I want you guys to continue to check out the updates that I'm giving you. Oh, real quick, thank you, Little Rock, Arkansas, South Philly, Bakersfield, California, Chicago, New York, Houston, oh my goodness, Alabama, Montgomery, that is, and Tacoma, Washington. Thank you guys for continuing to check out the show. Please continue to support the show. I do this show for you because I want to give you the platform that I know you need and that you can utilize anytime that you want to utilize it. We nationwide, I'm telling you, and it's going to get even better from here because what I have planned is a central location in Gastonia so we can do this show. And we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it on tomorrow's show. But I want to thank you guys for checking out the show. Continue to check the show out. Like I said, I do this show for you. And I love you guys with the greatest love that I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. So without further ado, if you guys hadn't checked, if you just joined the show, go back, look at the show on demand. You can go on iHeartRadio, check out the show on demand. You can go on Blog Talk, check out the show on demand. All of it's for free. I ain't making no money, y'all, but I got to start making some, don't I? I love you guys, and I will definitely see you again, talk to you again tomorrow if the Lord will. You guys are definitely alive. Today. See you tomorrow.